This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russia's president is now warning the United States not to deploy short or mid-range nuclear weapons anywhere in Europe. Vladimir Putin saying that Russia wouldn't make the first move, but would respond to any escalation by Washington. President Trump recently pulled America out of a Cold War-era nuclear treaty that barred the development and deployment of such weapons. Mississippi going forward with one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the nation, according to the governor, Phil Bryant, who says he'll sign the law that would ban most abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected.
We're going to try to stop it here in Mississippi and other states around the nation. If you look at Ohio, Governor DeWine has said he will sign that bill that Governor Kasich vetoed. Florida, Tennessee, the movement is spreading, and we're very proud to help begin it.
Speaking there on Fox and Friends, and this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Confidence expressed by President Trump as he defends his declaration of a national emergency at the border, now being challenged by at least one lawsuit, with several more expected. The president saying he's confident he will prevail.
I have an absolute right to call national security. We need strong borders. We have to stop drugs and crime and criminals and human trafficking, and we have to stop all of those things that a strong wall will stop.
Independent Senator Bernie Sanders beating other Democratic presidential candidates in fundraising just hours after he announces. The Vermont senator's campaign says it's raised more than $3.3 million from 120,000 donors since Sanders announced his campaign yesterday morning. That's more than double the amount raised by the previous top fundraiser, California Senator Kamala Harris. A big winter storm is slamming every state east of the Mississippi. Over 1,000 air flights have been canceled today. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A federal judge allowing a lawsuit challenging the Chicago location of the planned Obama Presidential Center to proceed. The judge ruling yesterday that the environmental group Protect Our Parks has enough legal grounds to bring some of its objections before the court. The suit contends it's illegal for the center to be built on public park property. A new report is accusing U.S. doctors of overprescribing the dangerous opioid fentanyl. This report's in the Journal of the American Medical Association, yesterday's edition. It says health authorities and manufacturers don't extend proper oversight in how the drug is prescribed. Now, fentanyl is a synthetic opioid. It's as much as 100 times more powerful than morphine. It's designed to be used only for cancer patients when other painkillers don't provide relief. But it's become one of the most abused drugs in America. And police are now warning parents nationwide about what they say is yet another new, risky social media challenge that young people are taking part in. The 48-hour challenge encourages teenagers to stage disappearances for up to 2 days. As mentions of their disappearance spread on social media, they then rack up points for that. Authorities say the challenge can distract law enforcement agencies from helping people who are actually in trouble. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, I got to tell you, one of the first things we got to do is get out of this political bucket of gum that we find ourselves in. I mean, everything is so political that, you know, neighbors are having a hard time talking to one another. A dear friend in California called me last night and said, Bill, you know, I just feel like I've been bullied here. You know, I go around, I drive around town, and I see Bernie Sanders stickers, I see Obama stickers, I see, you know, Hillary Clinton stickers, but I don't see a whole lot of Trump stickers. And he says, I know myself. He says, I have conditioned myself. I can't put a Trump sticker on my car. I support Donald Trump, but I can't let everybody know that because my car is going to be scratched up. It's going to be damaged. I could run into problems on the freeway in Southern California because people are so, you know, so prejudiced against this president who, you know, all he's done is get America back to work. We've got the lowest, you know, unemployment that we've had. You know, sectors, all demographics. I hate talking about, and as you know, this whole identity stuff, but, you know, it's what people relate to in terms of, you know, black America, more black Americans working, more Hispanics. I mean, how about just more Americans working, you know, and we got to get back to, you know, what brought us together and what unifies us. Maria Espinosa is with us right now. She's the national director of the Remembrance Project. And Maria, you know, don't you agree? I mean, this bifurcation, this hyphenation of America, this identification, this ID politics that the Democrats have used as a weapon to divide us and not unite us. And I mean, even Stacey Abrams continued the scenario and the call with her follow-up rebuttal to the president's State of the Union by somehow coming up with some pretzel logic that we're better off being divided than united.
Yes, that's crazy. And you're right. You know, this bifurcated America doesn't work. And, you know, Bill, that's their goal, is to divide and conquer. And if they can try to pit one or us against one another, then, you know, they're winning. And I think, though, that, you know, obviously with Donald Trump's election just over 2 years ago, I think that was proof, though, that Americans are waking up. I wish they would wake up a lot more, you know, sooner than later. You know, we're all Americans, and you hit the nail on the head.
Well, they have to wake up and be activated. It's one thing to, you know, see what's happening, but, you know, what's happened is along the way, Maria, as my friend was saying, we've been conditioned to stick our head in the sands and not take a stand against people, you know, because, I mean, I get attacked all the time. People come to me and go, oh, you love Donald Trump, and I go, What do you know? I love Donald. I don't know Donald Trump. It's not like he and I go out and, you know, have cappuccinos together or anything like that. I haven't even had a slice of pizza, you know, with him as he did with Sarah Palin. I said, look, I appreciate from a business. I'm a businessman. And from a business standpoint, I got to tell you, this argument I had with my father, not so much an argument, but a discussion that I had my father when we were little. I said, Dad, we need to have somebody who understands business here. And I think I was 10, 11 years old when we had this conversation. I could see it then. So I've seen this most of my life, that we needed to have somebody who could come in and approach our government, you know, from a business perspective. I think Ronald Reagan gave us a bit of a taste of that. Ross Perot, we thought maybe could do that, but unfortunately he couldn't finish the race. Mitt Romney, we know what happened to Mitt, and I think with his background in business, it could have been helpful. But we needed to have somebody that it was as independent as Donald Trump, not beholden to K Street and the traditions of the bureaucracy. That's why they're so upset, is because they're not getting their way with the people and the people's treasury as they did before with all the other previous presidents.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, number one, what is wrong with placing America first, Bill? What is wrong with placing the security and safety of every single citizen, regardless of their political views? You know, that's what Donald Trump is doing right now.
Exactly. And from a fiduciary responsibility that we know from business, Maria, is that you're beholden to the stockholders. Oh, last time I checked, the stockholders are the American citizen, are they not?
Yeah, exactly. Not the illegal aliens crossing here and harming, maiming, killing, murdering innocent Americans and permanently separating them from their families. And they're chiseling away at the nucleus of this country.
Right.
And, you know, number one is those borders. If we don't have a border, obviously we don't have a country, Bill.
Right.
You know, we have a very unique U.S. Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have that, you know, these borders and lawlessness is absolutely shredding the Constitution. And that means the end of America. And we are Americans. And no one else has the best interest and is passionate and compassionate about the American people more than Americans.
Well, you bring up an excellent point, Maria. What is America without our Constitution, Declaration of Independence?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll be like anybody else, like any European country. We'll come up with something. I mean, people do not realize and don't appreciate, you know, outside of people of faith and understanding the hand of God and how the hand of providence is spoken and declared by our founding fathers, that they took no credit. They said it was a God thing, basically, that they came up with the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution. This is what gave them the courage to put it all on the line. We talk about, oh, you're going to, you know, sacrifice your honor, your treasure, your very life for the sake of this great American experiment. You know, we have no idea what that meant, because, you know, it wasn't us, it was our founding fathers. We could only hope to kind of imagine and take ourselves back there and say, what must it have been like to go against the number one power in the world with a ragtag group of farmers with pitchforks to take on the number one military force in the world?
Unbelievable, amazing, divinely inspired, divinely motivated. And, you know, the hand of God watching over us. So if he wanted America to succeed and have a place, you know, one nation under God, and that's what we are.
Right.
And if we lose that, you know, we've lost the entire nation. You can see all across what's going on in other countries, Bill.
Yes.
You know, do we want that chaos here? We don't. Our moral compass is the Bible and God's word. You know, so I encourage everyone that was listening to pray for our president, our country, and those leaders who may not have been making such good decisions, but they have a chance right now to try and help turn things around. But we also need good people to come together, identify those who are America First candidates, Bill, and yes, absolutely believers, and have them run for office. That's what we need in this country.
Well, it's a time for courage, Maria. You know, the silent majority cannot stay silent. You have got to let your numbers be known, and you cannot be afraid of the bullies. I mean, we have been bullied to where we cannot put yard signs out. We can't put bumper stickers on. I mean, this is what the media, this is what the left has done to America, and here they are. I mean, even some of the I would say secular Americans understand that something is missing, and they're saying, hey, where are the people of faith? Well, you told them to shut up, to not even get in the back of the bus, but to get off the bus. That you guys had, you got it all under control. Well, how do you like it now? This is the America that you're creating, where we've got Muslims coming into our government with their ideas, not even assimilating and embracing American values, and they are. You know, they've got a hand on the levers of our government. This is what it's come down to, as you said. More from Maria Espinoza after this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
what we're fighting for. Yes, turn it up. 19 after the top of the hour. Lots to talk about with Maria Espinoza, National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who've been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, I understand you're going to be in Phoenix this weekend, huh?
I am. I'm going to speak on Sunday about 10:45 at Turning Point USA's Young Latino Leadership Summit.
Wow.
And I'll walk onto the stage, Bill, to Cat Scratch Fever, Ted Nugent song. He's on our board. I want
very cool. Yeah. So you're not going to get hassled by somebody later on. I didn't tell Maria she could use my song, you know, so it's because that happens. Well, all the best for you. And I'm excited to hear your report back, because I'm excited with, this again is one of those underreported things. You know, as you and I talked before, you know, when I first started doing this radio show, a couple of syndicators said, we've never heard of a conservative Hispanic before. I think, you've got to be kidding me. You'd be surprised how many. I mean, that's the very core of our culture, is conservatism and family values and that sort of thing. I go, you know, the culture, a certain segment has been hijacked, because they've been offered all kinds of free stuff, which is, you know, the same pattern that they're using for the millennials right now to prejudice their viewpoint. And, you know, and I will say this, that you brought it up a moment ago, and this thought had come to mind in the last couple of days, is that, you know, the Bible warns us about taking a bribe. And, you know, whether it's Bernie Sanders or all these other, you know, Elizabeth Warren, all these people that, you know, AOC, that are offering all kinds, in a sense, that's a bribe. You know, it is influencing your perspective all under a shill. And this is what socialism does, is that it's a organized bribe to arrange the masses to be followers and not to be individuals, which is counter everything our U.S. Constitution and the Word of God gives us, because as our founding father said, these are inalienable rights. They are God-given rights, and they want to claim them for themselves. But if you do not have the understanding and the wisdom and insight to see what they're doing, you're going to be trapped.
Exactly. And basically, you know, take a look, you know, Bill, what you said earlier, and when you did the intro here, where people are afraid to speak out and put the bumper stickers or the yard signs, you know, those are the liberal, that's a liberal mentality where,
right.
You know, we're going to make you think the way we want, and if you don't, then we're punishing you. So
right.
Where's the freedom in that?
Right,
that's
exactly,
you know, socialism and communism. What is that about? It's going under, well, you know, we're going backwards.
Exactly.
And again, I love what there was a tweet. I think maybe Charlie Kirk did this, or maybe James Woods, I think it was, that said, well, if people like socialism so much, why don't they go live in Venezuela?
Right. Exactly. And they might be lucky to get some of the airdrops right now that Donald Trump has ordered to get out there. And, of course, the Maduro administration doing everything they can to stop it. I mean, the people are starving there, Maria.
Right.
I mean, you can't even fathom what that means to be in a family and watching your children starving to death. And you're there helpless. This government has, you know, and here it is, one of the most wealthiest countries there in South America, absolutely devastated because of socialism and rotten leadership.
Right.
I mean,
corruption
it's
to the core.
Absolutely terrible. Well, getting back to the border and the president's, you know, mandate here. And it is a mandate. I mean, 63 million people voted for this president to secure our nation. I mean, you know, the Democrats want to, again, because as we talked about divide and conquer, they want to bifurcate the deal and talk about a wall. It's more than a wall. And these things that they bring up that, oh, we need to incorporate these modern day technology, like the president and the other, you know, counselors haven't thought of that already. I mean,
right.
Come on. You're joking me, aren't you? But, you know, for an 8-second soundbite, that people that don't know better and think, oh my goodness, I'm sure glad he said that because Donald Trump is such an idiot. He doesn't know anything about construction and modern day technology that he would just think of putting bricks up there. I mean, just having a bunch of masons and not even, you know, thinking about drones or anything else. I mean, come on, let's get real here.
Right, exactly. No, he has the smartest people on the ground, you know, hands-on people like the Border Patrol agents and ICE agents, and they know what to do. They're advising him. He's been to the border several times. He's talked with us, our families, law enforcement, Bill. He is just like a leader should be. You know, he's going to assess the situation and talk to the experts, and that's what he's doing and has been doing. You know, unfortunately, the failed leadership, and I put a lot of blame on former Speaker Paul Ryan, I mean, he put the brakes on everything and held true to his promise in October of 2016, Bill. If you recall, he was caught on a conference call saying that he would never support Donald Trump, and he was a GOP nominee.
Right.
Shame on him. He should have been kicked out of the party right then and there, and all he did was 2 years.
And that's what people need to realize, that there's enemy in the camp. I mean, there's obvious, you know, Nancy Pelosi on that side, but within the Republican Party that still cannot understand, you know, what Donald Trump is doing, because they're so fixed on their perceptions that haven't worked, that have, you know, got our country in a point of $22 trillion of indebtedness plus, and where we are in chaos, whether we're talking about the border, drugs, sex trafficking. I mean, this is all brought to you by the Republicans and Democrats. And we wanted to say, well, it's just the Democrats, but you're exactly right. It's the establishment elite Republican wing of the party that has also been part of the problem. But we don't want to deal with the reality because, you know, we've got, you want to call it MAGA-phobia. I mean, we're so phobia about everything else, we say we have MAGA-phobia in this country, right?
Right. Well, you know, it's very sad, and it's pretty simple, Bill, in my opinion, because, you know, when we started in 2009, by the way, this is our 10th year anniversary.
Wow, congratulations.
Believe it.
Awesome. You and your husband.
Yes.
You and your husband. I mean, all the stuff that you guys first dreamed about and, you know, at the dining table and talking about what if, you know, and here we are 10 years later. Wow, what a celebration and what accomplishments you guys have done.
Well, thank you. In our opinion, the accomplishment will be when leadership in this country places American safety first. Our
exactly.
families come first, Bill. And that's very simple. And it's sad that an organization like this even exists. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, I can hardly believe this also that, you know, we're the only ones doing this. You know, some people, I know families had gone up to Congress and spoken
right.
before Congress, you know, almost 20 years ago, the first time I'm thinking about.
Right.
And then it's forgotten. You know, the headlines are fleeting and it's over with. And no one really, you know, obviously the government didn't put out the statistics and you can't get it. And here
right.
we have, you know, millions of illegal aliens crossing over here in the country. And this is a border. We have laws. People like my father and millions of Americans, illegal residents, came here the right way.
Mm-hmm.
How can any party as a whole, even much less one, just one individual, go against all that
mm-hmm.
and think it's okay to break our laws and cut in front of the line and people who are doing it the right way, who will assimilate
right.
and have assimilated?
Well,
you know,
what galls me.
We're around.
What galls me, Maria, is the counterpoint conversation that comes up from the left when they look at the numbers and, you know, and they go, well, you know, you want to make it seem like all, you know, everybody's coming here breaking the law. Well, yeah, once you cross the border, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So let's accept that. I mean, don't go into this
yeah.
pretzel logic. And then you want to bifurcate the numbers in such a way to where you think, okay, well, you know, it's okay if we only have two bullets in the gun. You know, not all six bullets are in the gun when you put it to your head. It's okay if you have two. Really? I mean, this is the kind of thing that they're presenting, and you go, where's the critical thought? Where is the common sense in all this? You are trying to argue against lawbreakers, and I mean, isn't it enough that we have one angel mother and father out there in the country who's
right.
lost a son permanently or a daughter permanently at the hands of an ill? Is that not enough? Or we just say, well, you know, because there's 320 million people, I think we can handle more. Really?
Unless it's theirs. And
yes.
their child.
Exactly.
Then do something about it. But
without a doubt.
The rest of us out here, They seem not to care, especially that Democrat Party.
We got to wrap it here.
This
Thanks,
message
Maria.
Is sponsored by Ameriglide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call Ameriglide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russia's president is now warning the United States not to deploy short or mid-range nuclear weapons anywhere in Europe. Vladimir Putin saying that Russia wouldn't make the first move, but would respond to any escalation by Washington. President Trump recently pulled America out of a Cold War-era nuclear treaty that barred the development and deployment of such weapons. Mississippi going forward with one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the nation, according to the governor, Phil Bryant, who says he'll sign the law that would ban most abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected.
We're going to try to stop it here in Mississippi and other states around the nation. If you look at Ohio, Governor DeWine has said he will sign that bill at Governor Kasich's veto. Florida, Tennessee, right. The movement is spreading, and we're very proud to help begin it.
Speaking there on Fox and Friends, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You want me on that ball. You need me on that ball.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. A best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Yes, the one and only James Herson is with us. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm just watching all the exploding heads on the left going over after President Trump said, I mean, he predicted everything, and I guess maybe he didn't have to because it would be duplicitous to say that there would be exploding heads on the left as a result of, you know, declaring a national emergency at our border, right?
Oh, no. I mean, he knows. He knows because they telegraphed it. But the interesting thing is that there are now 16 lawsuits led by the state of California.
Of course.
To go to court in the Ninth Circuit.
Which is what he said.
Yeah, so exactly what Trump said. And so I would say within 10 days to 2 weeks, some activist federal trial judge at the lowest level will issue an injunction saying the state of emergency violates the Constitution, these little despot judges, and then it'll go up to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which gets it wrong most of the time, number one reversed court in the nation. And eventually it'll get to the Supreme Court, and my prediction contra to the legal experts on CNN and MSNBC, people like Jeffrey Toobin and such, I predict that President Trump will win, and he should under the law. Let me tell you why.
Well, let me ask you this, first of all, James, if I can ask you, leaning on your legal professorial expertise here, do they have standing right now? Because even though he's declared an emergency, what they're complaining about as far as the shifting of funds, there's been no shift of funds right now. So do they... Can they get standing just on the idea that it, you know, the likelihood of it happening will happen down the road?
I'm glad you brought up standing, because standing will be an issue, and of course the Ninth Circuit judges will say that they have standing. It will come up probably at the Supreme Court level, but I don't believe they even have to adjudicate that, because on substance, there is specific statutory authority for the president to have this declaration of emergency.
Right.
And it's from 1976, and it's called the National Emergency Act. It was signed by President Gerry Ford into law. And people just don't realize, because we don't hear about it. You know, President Barack Obama declared 13 states of emergency. Bill Clinton declared 17 of them. 31 of them are still active. And we have states of emergency in places like Lebanon, Zimbabwe, Sierra Leone. They're really, arguably, the act didn't really deal with that. But President Trump is talking about the U.S. border.
Exactly.
He's talking about our emergency. And so the argument is very strong. And what, ironically, this act in 76 was passed for was to curtail, to rein in the president, because there were so many states of emergencies and and there was litigation on it back in the past. But so it gives Congress the right to end it, to end a state of emergency.
Well, they're supposed to review these every year, aren't they?
And they are supposed to review them every year. And obviously, President Trump can veto it, and then they can try to get a supermajority. They know they can't. So who's going around the law?
Right.
These states filing these lawsuits, supposedly the House, Pelosi wants to file a lawsuit. The ACLU is looking for ways. I mean, there's going to be an avalanche of lawsuits. But here's the important point. You know, this idea, what they're arguing is they say, look, the president tried to get money from Congress, and then when he didn't get it, he's going around Congress using the state of emergency. Well, first, that is partially true in the sense that President Trump wanted to avoid this extraordinary power first, and he was able to go from $1 to $1.4 billion.
Right.
So he felt successful.
Well, he wanted Congress to do their job, James.
Exactly. But Congress authorizes this money, which is very different. Democrats were silent. One of the things I heard asked on the Sunday show is that they thought they had a gotcha. And they said, well, no president has ever gone forward when, in fact, Congress has denied funds. Well, guess what? President Obama did several times.
Right.
President Obama went to Congress to pass immigration reform. When he didn't get it, after he said over and over again, I can't legally do that, with a stroke of the pen, he created something that fundamentally altered immigration laws, DACA.
Well, there was something powerful, though, James. There's something powerful and legal about a pen and a phone, right? That trumps the Constitution. You probably haven't gone to class for a while. I know you only teach it, but there's something new that has happened in legal parlance that you and I have been, been kept from.
It's executive orders.
Right.
But President Obama's was blatantly illegal, unconstitutional. He changed statutory law with his pen. Mm-hmm. You can't do that as president. President Trump didn't do that. Obama went to the Congress to get money for the Affordable Care Act. When he didn't get it, he just took it.
Right.
I mean, where did the $1.5 billion in cash on an airplane?
That was my question. Exactly.
From?
Yes.
So the real ugly truth is that there's two reasons the Democrats oppose Trump on this border wall, border barrier. One is it's his centerpiece promise, and they feel they can hurt him politically. The second is it works, and the Democrats don't want something that works that will end up depriving them of their potential would-be voters. And they want, you know, they want to continue the mass migration into this country. Now we have Beto O'Rourke, Christine Gillibrand, I believe Cory Booker said it too. They want to tear down the wall that exists.
Yes.
This is, it's beyond insanity. So it's just.
So what is Spartacus going to have his Reagan-esque moment and say, Trump, tear down this wall? Is that what he's going to do?
Ocasio-Cortez has already had her Reagan moment because she compared Trump's border barrier to the Berlin Wall. You know, she does things that betray her ignorance almost on a daily basis. But the Berlin
Wall, she's a walking gaffe machine. But even more so because it's totally intentional on her part. I mean, Joe Biden just, you know, sometimes you give him the benefit of the doubt, but Ocasio-Cortez has abandoned all benefit, doubt.
That's true.
But James, so, this whole issue about the wall, empirically, historically, you go down, and time and again, you see where walls work, and the Democrats are arguing the inarguable. I mean, they sound like loons, and Main Street America gets it and go, "What do you mean walls? What do you mean walls don't work? What do you mean protecting our southern border is something that we should not do?" I mean, this is all this is totally ludicrous.
It is, and the same people that are, you know, objecting to it, voted into law in 2006 money for a border barrier to be built along the U.S. border. It was called the Secure Fence Act of 2006. That's another powerful argument.
Yeah, well, Nancy Pelosi wants to change
it.
She wants to change the name of that act. It's the Secure Immoral Fence Act. That's what she wanted to add to it.
Yes. The Democrats have found morality these days, and they found it in socialism, which causes more suffering and death than any system in the history of man. It's just amazing. Yeah, Bernie.
Well, hence the abortion bill out of New York, and the one that Governor Northam is trying to sell to Virginia, right?
Yeah. In other words, the idea of killing babies as they're arriving, or after
they've arrived,
born,
exactly.
Take them out. You know, then we should have a discussion between the doctor and the mother.
We have comfort care. That's what comfort care is for, James. We've got to go to break. We've got more from James Hurston after this.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. There's a place for answers, a place for mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. James Hurston continues with us. New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. James, we were talking about the president's emergency declaration. You say it's going to survive. Representative Adam Smith, the Democrat out of Washington, the new chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, agreed that the president possesses the lawful authority to use emergency powers to fund and build a barrier at the border. So he sees it that way, but other, prejudiced off the deal, but I mean, yeah. They're just definitely so shut down and deranged over Donald Trump that they cannot see the prudency of a wall and what it means to national security, which, oh, by the way, is the number one job of the commander-in-chief.
Yeah, I mean, the prudency of the wall is a fake argument because everybody knows walls work. Mm-hmm. And certainly in the area I cover, Hollywood, they all live behind walls mm-hmm. with armed security. Right. And a wall works everywhere it's tried. Socialism fails everywhere it's tried. So it's kind of an interesting dichotomy. As I said, the Supreme Court ultimately will decide, I believe, in favor of the president, and they should. The president has his constitutional power and specific statutory power, not only to declare a state of emergency, but to repurpose funds. Mm-hmm. Congress expressly authorized that in the National Emergencies Act of 1976, and it sets up a way for Congress to end states of emergency, which they will try. They have to pass a resolution in both houses, and the president can veto it, mm-hmm. and then they have to try to override the veto, and they don't have enough votes to do that, and so they will fail. And so what they're doing is trying to go around the law, going around law that Congress has specifically set up. But in addition, the Constitution gives the president this broad power in dealing with foreigners either entering or leaving the United mm-hmm. States, and that's been attrition. As a matter of fact, the Supreme Court has specifically said in a whole bunch of cases that this is an area they want to stay away from, that the judicial branch should not interfere with presidential power in this area, and I'm sure that's going to be argued very hard by the president's lawyers.
Well, the reason the president had to exercise this is because Congress failed to do their job, James. That's really where this is all at. And I think the president offered that up to them even before the break, you know, during the lame duck period, that they needed to stay focused. But, you know, Nancy Pelosi thought it was better for her to go to Hawaii and do some other junkets as opposed to keeping everybody in town to get the job done. And so they have failed to act on this. And this hasn't just been for the last couple of years since Donald Trump. This has been for decades. And this is why we're at this mess. And Donald Trump has given them the opportunity to act on it. They chose not to. So, okay. So, you know, the president opened drawer number two, and doggone it, he found Obama's pen there.
And a phone. A pen and a phone.
Yeah.
No, it's true. And look, it wasn't just Congress that didn't do their job. It was previous presidents who didn't do their job, of both parties, because the fact is that we've had a building border crisis for decades, and our approach to it has been similar to our approach with the national debt, with the kick the can down the road approach, and the amnesty approach, which has been a failure every time it's been tried.
Right.
And we now have, an unarguable national emergency when it comes to human trafficking, drugs, criminals, national security, potential terrorists. It's just, and also public health.
Exactly.
We have people coming. We have breakouts of diseases that were conquered in the dark ages breaking out in our country because of the Democrat approach to the border. And that is an absolute empirical fact that the Democrats don't want to talk about.
Yeah, catch and release. Catch and release. Just catch them, release them, send them into the country and bring diseases into this country. And somehow that still makes sense in the Democratic mindset. And I would say even for those Republicans, as you say, they're part and parcel. They're responsible. I mean, they promised Ronald Reagan, hey, look, you give us amnesty for the world. We'll build the world. We'll secure all this stuff. We'll get it all squared away. And they have failed, and nobody has held their feet to the fire. They continue to get away with it, and it's taken a gazillionaire businessman out of Manhattan to come here and, you know, attempt to straighten this mess out. But instead, you know, we've got people pigpiling against him because he wants to secure our country. God forbid. What's wrong with that? That's not a Democrat or Republican thing. That's just a basic American kind of thing. And whether or not you know you want to look at the wall and say, well, that doesn't represent our country. You know, we want the Statue of Liberty there. Okay, well, make a bunch of Statue of Liberties into the wall or whatever, but you need a barrier, right?
Yeah, I mean, of course. And everybody knows it works, and the same people who oppose it said the opposite just a few years ago.
Right.
And so, you know, hats off to the president for keeping his promise and attempting to keep it in the best way he can. So, you know, I think that, but I do think it's going to come up in his favor. And as much as they try for two solid years, the Democrats, the media, the Never Trumpers, Mueller, the deep state, all bashing this president, trying to knock those poll numbers down, poll numbers keep going up instead of down.
So frustrating for them.
Which is a miracle.
Right. Well, James, we've got about 5 minutes left. A couple things on the docket to talk about. Let's talk about the Mueller case first, and then we'll finish up with McCabe. You know, this thing has really just proven to be a big farce. Even Al Sharpton had to come out and say, look, if he's responsible for, you know, misrepresenting this whole incident, then he should face the consequences.
He meaning Andrew McCabe is who you're talking
about. No. I'm talking about just Jesse Mueller. We're going to talk about Mueller first, and then we'll wrap up with McCabe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just the Mueller.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, this situation, I have to say, the people, the celebrities in Hollywood, many of them have come around. And what we're talking about is it appears as though we have evidence that Jussie Smollett, who claimed to be the victim of a hate crime, mm-hmm. claimed that two Caucasian assailants screaming MAGA, mm-hmm. wearing MAGA hats, screamed racial insults, poured bleach on him and put a noose around his neck. I mean, it was right out of Central Casting. Mm-hmm. Something was wrong with that story, though. It's my hometown of Chicago.
Yes.
2 a.m., you know, 10 below wind chill factor at 2 a.m. in a town that's dominated by Democrats. Kind of hard to find people with MAGA hats in Chicago. But then all of a sudden, the police brought in these two Nigerians who were not Caucasian, mm-hmm. who didn't appear to wear MAGA hats, and one of whom worked on the set of the show Empire.
Right.
Which, by the way, Trump supporters typically aren't Empire watchers.
Right.
It's an okay show. It's a hit mm-hmm. show. But now Jussie Smollett's scenes are being cut from the show. I believe his career is over. I think there's enough information coming out of Chicago that says that these two Nigerian guys, they're kind of like the old pump you up brothers on
SNL. Right, exactly.
They're bodybuilders, black bodybuilders, kind of like Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
But what they said, you know, that Jussie Smollett, they're basically flipping. Mm-hmm. They got picked up by the police and they said, okay, we'll talk. And they said that Jussie Smollett paid them thousands of dollars.
He made them do it.
Stage this.
Wow.
And it appears as though the U.S. Postal Inspector's involved because mm-hmm. Smollett tried to get attention with a hate letter. He didn't get the attention, so he decided to stage this. Mm-hmm. And it looks as though the evidence is mounting that Smollett sent the letter to himself, that he filed this false report. This is a false hate crime. It's kind of like Tawana Brawley, so it's good for Al Sharpton to pull back.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, it's dangerous. It's a felony. And there probably will be a grand jury, and this guy probably will be indicted. And it's a question whether he'll be convicted, because there has to be corroborating evidence other than the two Nigerian guys, because they're turning state's evidence, and a defense lawyer could have his way with them.
Mm-hmm.
But the police tried to get Jussie Smollett's cell phone. He wouldn't cooperate with them. That was a red flag.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once they start getting that additional evidence, supposedly the guys will show in what manner Jussie Smollett paid them.
Right.
And they went out and bought the rope, according mm-hmm. to reports that Smollett used.
Yeah.
But as I said, his basic story didn't hang together. It was inconsistent. And people are turning against him. Dave Chappelle made a statement against it. Trevor Noah, the Comedy Central host who took Jon Stewart's place, he said, look, the story doesn't make sense because, you know, white Trump supporters watching Empire, he said, that's like Klan members buying tickets to Fiddler on the Roof.
So it might happen. I mean, you know, but still, yes, the whole premise of it, and I'm glad that people could see through it. The danger is that it compromises people that have been, you know, racially targeted, and the real problems. That's the unfortunate thing. James, we got to leave it there. I'm sure the story with Andrew McCabe will continue, and that'll be something you and I will, will attend to next week once again. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media analyst, and law professor on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.